Blog Talk Radio.
My co-host is not available. He will be here shortly. If not, we'll roll it here at Heels the Best on The Outsiders. Welcome to another edition, week 14, as we're less than an hour away from event, as the game, last game, will kick off around 6 o'clock, Minnesota, Mexico City, a big game. Huge game in the NFC, so it's a big game, and we do wait, and we love big games. In upper echelon, as we have been telling you, we are on site at the game of the week, UE game of the week for week 15, and that will be the New Orleans Saints traveling to the Green Bay Packers. So we are in Titletown. No, not Gaffney, but we're in Titletown. We're in Green Bay, Wisconsin, where we are anticipating a very highly intense game between the Saints and the Packers, which will take place after the events. We don't know which day, but it will take place in week 15. So we're here. I mean, funnel cakes, some of the best funnel cakes money can buy. Luckily, my money doesn't stretch that long to buy those type of things. I just get them. So that is a wonderful treat. Shout out to the cooker, Mr. Tate. That was delicious. I'm going to give me another funnel cake before I leave this wonderful, hospitable city here in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Like I said, we're in 314. We're getting closer and closer to the very last playoff in Madden 16. I know you're excited because I am very excited. As we drop, playoffs begin. More news will be dropping about the draft lottery for Madden 17. I am super, super, super excited for what we have in store for you, and I hope you will be excited as well for the draft lottery. Like I said, once we get complete with this season, my mama has always taught me, make sure you take care of one thing at a time, and that's what we're going to do. Take care of finishing this season out strong and productive, following the rules, dividing all our energy and attention until the final season of Madden 16, and then we will turn our focuses to Madden 17 through the entire league. I want you to know that our community members, we are working diligently to make sure that we have a great league. We're making sure everything will be in place for Madden 17. I'm excited, like I said, through some talk that we have had with the community members. This is going to be a wonderful, wonderful Madden 17. A lot of the guys in this league, this was the first year in league, so we're not going to act like we've been established for so many years. This was our first year doing Madden, myself and DJM, and we just want to say we thank you all for joining Upper Echelon. If some of you have been here since season one, Maurice, the line, Steel Curtain, Steel, the Texans, Gold, the Ravens, KT, the Panthers, the Rams owner. I'm drawing blanks, but I know a lot of guys. Ray has been here from day one with the Eagles. We have had turnover at a lot of teams, but for the ones that's been here, I think I hit every last one of them that's been here since day one. Thank you, Giants. Will has been here since day one as well. Prez has been here since day one as well. I just want to give a great shout out to you guys for all you have done, the longevity, and we cannot thank you enough for what you have done for this league and what you will continue on bringing, hopefully, in 2017 for the Warriors. Also, like I said, the task at hand, Madden 16, we're still in week 14. Now we will try to do the upper echelon awards, UE awards, a little bit quicker than we've done before. We're anticipating that the league will be finished by August the 16th, 17th, that week of the 15th. They're starting school down here where we're from as well. So next week we're looking to be finished with Madden 16. We're looking to get that out the way. So we have been doing a good job within advancing in 24 to 36 hours, which has been excellent, has kept us at a good pace. I love this pace. Hopefully we can keep it up for Madden 17. I know that won't be ideal, but I appreciate each and every person that's putting their time and effort and sacrificing, really, because we're playing so many games in so many days just to get the season over with. So we're excited for it, and we're excited that we're getting these games played. Like I said, we're anticipating that we'll be finished by August 15th, 16th, that week. We'll definitely be finished, and that'll be a week before the game drops. So we do want to try to have a week off. So let's quickly try to get these games played. It will be great if we can get this finished by next weekend. That would be wonderful, outstanding, but I don't see it happening. But if it does, it's great. Just have a week off before the release of the game, because once we have our teams, I know a lot of people are going to want to play with the teams that they have, and I'm going to be excited as well. We're definitely anticipating that. But any news, we will be calling. I will be texting myself, and hopefully I can get DJM and the other guys to help out with that as well, with contacting each and every person personally, texting them, and letting them know what is going on in this league. We do not want to leave no one out in the cold. We will get you all the information that you need to your personal advice. Now, with that being said, that doesn't mean that I'm going to hold your hand throughout the entire process. If I text you information and tell you a certain time, I'm not going to keep reminding you, because we're all grown. We're all men. I'm going to put it in the chat. And so let's make sure that we're handling things on our part, too. So once I do my part, once the committee do their part, we want you to please continue on doing your part as well as being an active member in the league. So when information is passed along to you, please read the text message. I'm not nobody that's soliciting you. I'm just trying to get you information. That's all I'm trying to do. So once you get a text, if you have a question, text me. If you would like to talk to me, call me. I'm pretty sure everyone don't hurt my voice now, since we do shows weekly and daily. So if you have any questions, let me know. But I definitely will get the information out to you. And when I do, I will do my very best to get each and every person's personal advice, not just in the group, because I know a lot of people don't get in there because we do a lot of chit-chat at times. So just want to share that with you guys out there in the upper echelon. But my co-host has got to the set as we are in Green Bay, Wisconsin, anticipating the UE game of the week in Week 15, Saints and Packers. Prez is on set. He is in. I really want to know what is going on. What's the dealio, as they would say?
Oh, we know. We just chilling, just arriving a little late. You know, we suffered a beat down.
And something is wrong with his mic. Something happened to his mic. We'll get his mic together quickly. But as he was saying, they did not win. Week 14 recap, we have had some interesting scores. But we're looking forward to Week 15. Like I said, it is 3 weeks away. We're 3 regular season games away, 3 events away from starting the last postseason, 3 advances away. gosh, if we can get these games played in 24 hours, this will be wonderful for the league. If we can get these games played quick, get the season over with. And so we can have a little time, you know, to think worry about scheduling a game for upper echelon once we get the regular season over with for some guys. That may be the case. But, Prez, we got you back. What was you saying? You suffered a beat down. You're a little late. That's what you were saying
in
your city before cut off.
I'm a little late to Green Bay, Wisconsin. My mic is not working. It's just a bad Sunday day. You know, the Commodore said easy like Sunday morning, but ain't nothing easy today. Hello, somebody. But I'm glad to be here on set with you. You know, with my cheese hat on, I got to cheer for somebody. Maybe I can see what a win looks like because we are down and out that we suffered a loss. But like I said, that is not the goal. So now we can focus on what we need to focus on.
Top prayers. I mean, one
yes,
of these wonderful funnel cakes that you turned down, I guess. But these funnel cakes were wonderful. President, just tell us a little bit about what is the mindset of that Dolphins locker room now after that loss?
The mindset is nothing. Truth be told, we understood that we're not invincible, okay? We allowed certain things to play in our psyche today to get us out of rhythm, and that's on me. That is on the head coaching staff. That is on the players for not knowing what we were going to see this week, but we'll be ready. We got a few more games. We'll be ready. So we're not worried about anything.
Okay, well, we've seen a lot of shots being taken in the group. Elite conference chest pounding, NFC pounding their chest after Will did his 1-2 step on you, but we also had Tristan do his 1-2 step on Clemmy, 49-14 being down as well. And you have clearly said a lot on the show that you don't even think Tristan is a playoff team. Tristan is beating down the number 2 seed in the NFC. What does that really say about the NFC, Craig?
You know, the NFC is, you know, they're all smoke. They're a smoke-filled room. Hello, somebody. And once when it clears, you'll see who they are, and there's nothing.
Wow. So they're basically nothing, and their flagship owner, their flagship carrier, is KT from the Panthers, and they are reeling as well. The NFC is not in a good way. The AFC's best team did not win statistically on paper last week, so it's a lot of people that is excited and happy about that. Prez, I'm just want to ask you a few quick questions. Then I know you had something that we wanted to get into because we have like 15 minutes left in the show. There's a lot of guys in the 305 area code was very excited about the win. They called some reporters and the Miami Herald, and they expressed their joy for the Dolphins' loss. How does that feel to know that other owners that are from that local area that was just rooted against, quote-unquote, the home team?
Well, it's okay. I'm actually looking for a quote that I sent to them yesterday to give you an idea on my mindset and to address these clowns here. You know, I expect them to be in my downfall. I expect that because they're haters, okay? And I'm pretty sure it was the Patriots. Excuse me, you know, we in Wisconsin, we can smoke on set up here. Sorry, I got sidetracked there.
I see.
So I know it was the Dolphins, and I know it was the Jets, but we fine with that, you know. And this is what I told them. I would like to go undefeated, but what does it matter if I get my head bust in the second round or don't win the Super Bowl, because no one's going to remember. No one is going to be like, wow, Prez, you went 16-0. So stop it. # records not the goal. Hello, somebody. So the fact that we lost this game does know we want to go ahead and get the 1 or 2 seed And once when we get that secure, we'll focus on other things. So to them, kiss my ass. I won't say the rest. I was just talking to I just left the player haters ball, so I won't say the rest tonight. But so yes, I lost. I take it like a man. I'm not gonna sit here and say, oh, this, that, and another. He bust my head. So I take that. But even the good ones fall sometimes. I think KT lost to the Bears the other night, so I'm not concerned about
that. Oh, yeah, losses will happen. It just shows the depth of the league. You're losing games now, so that's what happened. Okay, Chris, do you have your papers with you? I don't know if you threw them in the discuss, but you did tell me you had a topic on the phone. You told us in a production meeting that you wanted to present to the show. Did you want to wait, or you want to go ahead and deliver that segment now?
Give me one second here. You know, I'm making sure that, you know, I told you I'm dealing with interns, so I don't know if they do what they're supposed to do when they do it, you know, so forgive me.
Let's be respectful. They're human beings too, Praise. Let's always remember that. They're human beings. They have lives. And they have love.
Okay. Truth be told, the problem is that I'm having right now, you might can assist me here. I can't find my notes. I'm looking it up here, trying to remember where I was.
Let me see where I was yesterday. The SOS, that's what you was talking about, I think, with the notes. The SOS okay. I pulled it up for you, sir. Will, you just let you lead, you run the show, and I will.
When you say you pulled it up, where did you pull it? Okay, here we go. Gotcha. All right, sir. So today I wanted to do something because a lot of people sit here and they talk a lot of talk about, oh my God. Yeah, my schedule was tough. Oh, my God, you guys had an easy schedule. Well, let's put all that notions aside, and let's talk about strengths of schedules. With a few games left, three games left for those who already played this week, let's talk about strengths of schedules, Hills. Okay, so do you want to start with the weakest link, or do you want to start with the folks who've been grinding?
Let's go with the grinders. Let's go with the grinders first.
All right. So we got a couple of grinders. We got the Pittsburgh Steelers. We got the Bengals, Cincinnati Bengals. We have the Philadelphia Eagles. We have the Mexico City. We have the Falcons. We have the Cowboys, the Jaguars, Broncos, Lions is last before we turn it up. Okay. So, let's talk about
the Texans, too. The Texans been grinding, too. They had 105.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
let's start with the Texans. I believe they might be the number one, have the number one
schedule. Yeah, they are.
They on the list here. So, yeah, let's start with the Texans. And then we have the Falcons. But we can just skip over the Falcons, and we'll go to another team. But let's start with the Texans. How they calculate the strength of schedule, Hills, is – They have the teams with the win loss records and you know they combine some stats, and the folks with the higher number means you have the harder schedule. Okay, so the Texans have 105.725 as strength of schedule, meaning they have the hardest schedule. They played the Colts, they played the Raiders, which is nobody. The Falcons also no one. The Dolphins, the Browns, the Ravens, the Panthers, the Jags are on the cusp, the Colts, the Titans, Bengals, Jags, once again, they're down. The Pittsburgh Steelers is down. UPT is down. And then the last few games of the schedule, he has the Saints and the Titans, which are up. So he has a tough schedule.
Yes,
so he's been catching hell all season. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So what's your take on that? Is there a reason why? Is this the reason why he's been, you know, catching hell?
Well, Fred, this is a wonderful topic, and like I said, hopefully we'll get to address it until they're entirely. But a lot of people look at the Texans' record, and they have not been a productive team throughout Madden. But we're just talking about this season in particular. And if you look at this resume, you have the – I'm not even going to acknowledge the first three games. So they were not – they played the Falcons, but they're better than the Falcons. That's saying a lot. They have the Dolphins. Then they have the Ravens. Then they had the Panthers. They played the Browns when we had an owner with the Browns, and the Browns is a loaded team, which we both agree with. So they played – they was one of the guys that played the owner. It wasn't a CPU game. So they had the Dolphins, a talented Browns team, Gold, the Panthers, the defending Super Bowl champion, the Jags, who have decent talent. They're above average. They're above water. Colts, we got as a new owner. He was above water, too, as well. Then you had the Titans. The Bengals, he's there. Jags above water. Steelers has been down. Mexico City might can get hot. They're up and down. They can win games. And then you have the Saints and Titans. He hadn't had a week off. Where is his week off? That's what I'm looking at, Fred. He really hadn't had week off to recuperate when you're just facing tough team after tough team after tough team after tough team after talent. It's overwhelming, Prez. I see where you're going with this. Now, Prez, I don't even want you to go to the second-best team. I want you to go one of these weaklings now. Please, flip it for me a little bit, because that's tough sledding right there.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm scrolling through right now, and right now who I'm looking at, you're probably looking at the same strength of schedule as well. And you know what? I want to talk about the Green Bay Packers. I'm going to stop at the Green Bay Packers. Since we're here in Wisconsin, they have a fairly easy schedule, okay? And in my mind, there's no excuse for the Green Bay Packers not to be holding a one or two spot in that, you know,
one or two seed.
Right. Now you're holding on for dear life in the sixth seed. And the schedule just don't mesh up for me. Go ahead and tell us about the schedule, and let's dive deep in it if we can.
We have enough time to definitely dive into them. No homo. We have the Panthers defending the Super Bowl champions in Charlotte, the first game of the week, first game of the year. We'll give it to you. The ring ceremony, KT is on fire. The city of the Queen City, Buzz City is on fire. Okay, we'll give you that love. Then you have the Broncos. You have the Lions, the Chargers.
Let me say something about the Lions. If they were back in UE in 2017, they can't even be the king of the zoo. Okay, so what they need to do is maybe be king of the backyard, because that's about as far as they scan somebody that's there in their backyard. Because everybody know you don't run up to nobody's house because you don't know what they got there. But other than that, kings of the jungle is ridiculous. Okay, I'm sorry.
That has been your rant for Madden 16. I can't wait to see who what the Madden 17 rant will be. But let's continue on with the list. Chargers, he made the postseason last year. Okay, then you got the Falcons.
He's trash. Don't do that. He's trash. Look at that schedule. He has a weak schedule as well. And he's not doing what he's supposed to do. So we're not. This is not the outsiders where we beat around the bush. So let's just call it what it is. Did he win that game? Go ahead. I'm actually gonna pull up the schedule. I want to know what he's been doing in those games. Hello, somebody. So when we look at it, he's 8-4. What teams do you know? The four teams that he lost to? Because I want to know.
I have no clue. We should ask one of these fans over here.
Well, hey, get that one over there, little fat kid. He look like he know everything.
Yeah, all right. He don't.
All right. KT bust his head, to be expected.
Yeah.
Okay?
To be expected.
Let's be honest. He beat the Chargers.
Yeah.
Let's just go through it. He fell off against the Carolina Panthers, but he beat the Broncos, which he's supposed to. He beat the Lions, which he's supposed to. He beat the Chargers, which he was supposed to. He beat the Falcons, which he was supposed to. He beat the Eagles. Okay, that was a big win for him. I think to beat the Eagles that week was a huge, huge win for him. And I thought
he embarrassed them.
Something.
Yeah.
Right, right. He beat the Vikings. Okay. He lost to UPT. He can't be losing to him, right? Because he's trash. Okay, that's another trash right there, right? If I'm looking at the schedule.
We're looking at the schedule, of course.
Okay. He beat the Seahawks. And to me, I think the upset of the year, well, there's two upsets of the year. But he beat the Bears. He lost to the Vikings. He lost to the Bears. That was one of the biggest upsets in UE history.
Yeah, it's up there.
Okay. And so the teams that he's pretty good on, the teams that he's supposed to beat, the Vikings, they're tough. They split. The Bears, they split. So I look at it like this. I expect more from the Green Bay Packers, and I'm disappointed that he has an 8-4 record and he's not even the leader of his own division.
It's tough. I agree. It's tough because I don't see. I'm concerned and curious that we're here in Green Bay, so we're going to be here for the next day or two. We're going to have to ask these questions to these fans. Are you really concerned about your Packers? Your go, Pack, go. They won a Super Bowl 3 seasons ago. It seems like that was a fairy tale. It doesn't even seem real. I know the old song, Tell Me It's Real. I don't know. I don't know if it's real right now because the Packers just don't look consistent. They have the Raiders, and they'll beat the Raiders due to some schedule conflicts, so they get that win. Then they got Wade. They got the Saints coming here, which is why we're here. Then you got the Chiefs and Lions, winnable games. So, Fred, they're looking like they're going to finish at least 11-5, at least, which I know you're not excited with the schedule that you're looking
at. I mean, 11-5 gets you in the dance, and I always quote a good friend of mine. I saw him last night when I was watching Coach Dungy get elected into the Hall of Fame, and Herm Edwards. It don't matter how you get on the bus. You just want to be on the bus. Hello, somebody. So being on the bus, a lot of good things can happen. Ask the Green Bay Packers. Ask the Baltimore Ravens, right? Ask those teams who were wild card teams who got in there and just needed to be on the bus, and they wind up driving it all the way home. Hello, somebody. So getting on the bus is all you want to do. So if he can go 11-5 and get on the bus, the Minnesota Vikings don't want to see him. Okay, I think between the Green Bay Packers, the New Orleans Saints will win the NFC.
Wow! So you're telling me we have like a minute left in the show, Chris. So you're telling me that the win of this game, it's not going to be an inside track because you both think they're in the Super Bowl. So you're telling me this could be a preview of the NFC Championship game, the winner of the NFC Championship game.
Absolutely. Just because KT's hurting, his quarterback is down, and I understand, I think he's great, but losing to the Bears really exposed him. And I don't know if it was overlooking them or whatever the case may be, but I think the Green Bay Packers or the New Orleans Saints will take it.
Well, I'm going to say this and close this out, and I'm going to let you close it out. If KT is limping, the NFC is done. They have nothing else. So I think it's not just the fans in Carolina. NFC is hoping that KT can get together before the postseason first.
They better do a lot of hoping and praying in hyperbaric chambers. They better pull a TO trying to get to Jacksonville to play the Patriots. Play the Panthers. So the Patriots. So they better tighten up.
It don't look good, man. This is it for the outsiders. Catch us on the next show. We should be live again from Green Bay, Wisconsin. Have a wonderful Sunday afternoon.